Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the 8th episode of the 20 Questions Quiz Podcast in 2024. Prepare yourselves for the ultimate intellectual showdown as we embark on the podcast world's toughest quiz challenge. We're turning up the heat with 20 questions that will test the bounds of your knowledge. Newcomers, you're in for a ride. Returning champions, the battlefield awaits your triumphant return once again. Remember the rules. 20 questions, increasing difficulty, and just 10 seconds to conquer each. The pressure is on. Get it right, you stay in the game. One wrong, and I win. Big thanks to our global audience wherever you may be. This podcast now downloaded in 80 countries worldwide. You make this journey exhilarating. And if you have a burning question, connect with us on X at 20 Questions Quiz or drop us an email at 20questionsquiz@gmail.com. So here we go once again. Brace yourselves for a mental workout as we dive into the toughest quiz challenge yet. For the 8th time in 2024, let's see if you can defeat 20 questions. As always, they start incredibly easy and get harder as we go along. So once again, settle back, settle in, and let me begin with question number one. How many dwarfs did Snow White have? How many dwarfs did Snow White have?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Snow White had 7 dwarfs. Their names were Doc, Grumpy, Happy, Sleepy, Bashful, Sneezy, and Dopey. Question number two. How many sides does a square have? How many sides does a square have?
Five, four, three, two, one.
A square has 4 sides. 4, the right answer. Question 3. Where would you find a king, a queen, a jack, an ace, and a joker? Where would you find a king, a queen, a jack, an ace, and a joker?
Five, four, three, two, one.
No, they are not the nicknames of the new Top Gun movie. In fact, you'd find a king, a queen, a jack, an ace, and a joker in a standard deck of playing cards used for various card games. Question number 4 to television now. And what musical instrument does Lisa Simpson play in The Simpsons? What musical instrument does Lisa Simpson play in The Simpsons?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Television show that has been on our screen since 1990, The Simpsons. And Lisa plays the saxophone. The saxophone is the right answer. Question 5. Niagara Falls is located in the United States and what other country? Niagara Falls is located in the United States and what other country?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Niagara Falls is located on the border between the United States and Canada. It straddles the border between the state of New York in the US and the province of Ontario in Canada. Nice easy start for you now, but we are getting more difficult with question number 6. The character Captain Kirk appeared in which TV series? The character Captain Kirk appeared in which TV series?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Captain Kirk, played by William Shatner, appeared in the TV series Star Trek. The character James T. Kirk was the captain of the Starship Enterprise in the original Star Trek series, airing from 1966 to 1969. Question number 7. Which popular Scottish delicacy is now forbidden to enter the US? Which popular Scottish delicacy is now forbidden to enter the United States?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Haggis, the traditional Scottish dish made from sheep's offal mixed with suet, oatmeal and seasoning, is banned in the US. The import of haggis has been prohibited since 1971 due to regulations regarding food safety and the use of sheep lungs, a key ingredient in traditional haggis recipes. Moving on to question number 8. In the world of video games, who has a brother called Luigi? In the world of video games, who has a brother called Luigi?
Five, four, three, two, one.
In the world of video games, Mario has a brother named Luigi. They are iconic characters in Nintendo's Mario franchise and are often featured together in various games, including the Super Mario series. Question number 9. Getting a little bit more difficult now. Food. What is the main ingredient of baklava? What is the main ingredient of baklava?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The main ingredient of baklava is phyllo dough, which is a thin, unleavened dough used in many Middle Eastern and Balkan cuisines. Baklava is a sweet pastry that typically consists of layers of phyllo dough filled with chopped nuts, such as walnuts or pistachios, and sweetened with honey or syrup. Phyllo dough, the right answer. Question 10. What was St. Petersburg called for much of the 20th century? What was St. Petersburg called for much of the 20th century?
Five, four, three, two, one.
For much of the 20th century, St. Petersburg, Russia, was known as Leningrad. The city's name was changed to Leningrad in 1924 in honor of Vladimir Lenin, the leader of the Bolshevik Party and the first head of the Soviet Union. The name was reverted to St. Petersburg in 1991, following the collapse of the Soviet Union and the end of the communist era. We have 10 down. 10 to go, halfway through this edition of 20 questions. How well are you doing right now? Are you still standing? Are you still in the game? Did that baklava question trip you up? If not, you're still standing. And you have questions to come on classic literature, history, the Olympic Games, capital cities, the animal kingdom, the orchestra, football, but first, children's books. Question 11. In The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, what does Edmund eat when he first meets the White Witch? In The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, what does Edmund eat when he first meets the White Witch?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now, did you get this from the film? The TV series growing up here in the UK? or did you read the book as a kid like we did in primary school in the UK? In The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, Edmund eats Turkish delight. Edmund meets the White Witch in the land of Narnia and is enchanted by her magical Turkish delight. The White Witch tempts him with this sweet treat, and he becomes willing to betray his siblings for more of it. Turkish delight is a confection made of starch and sugar, often flavoured with rose water or other extracts, and it is a popular treat in some Middle Eastern cultures. Question number 12. Football. Which club side was formed as an arm of the Yugoslav army in Belgrade? Which football club was formed as an arm of the Yugoslav army in Belgrade?
Five, four, three, two, one.
A very famous football club in Eastern Europe. Red Star Belgrade, a prominent football club, was formed as an arm of the Yugoslav army in Belgrade. The club was established in 1945 and has since become one of the most successful and popular football clubs in Serbia and the former Yugoslavia. Question 13 of 20 on this edition of 20 Questions is this. What is it called when an insect, such as a caterpillar, turns into an adult butterfly? What is it called when an insect, such as a caterpillar, turns into an adult butterfly?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The process in which an insect undergoes a transformation from a larvae form, such as a caterpillar, to an adult form, such as a butterfly, is called metamorphosis. In the specific case of butterflies, the transformation involves distinct stages: egg, then larva, pupa, which is the chrysalis or cocoon, and then adult, the butterfly. Question 14. The orchestra. Which instrument does the rest of the orchestra tune to? Which instrument does the rest of the orchestra tune to?
Five, four, three, two, one.
In an orchestra, the instrument to which the rest of the orchestra tunes to is typically the oboe. The oboist plays a reference note, and the other musicians in the orchestra adjust their instruments to match that pitch during the tuning process before a performance. The oboe is chosen for this role because of its distinct and easily recognizable tone, as well as its ability to hold a steady pitch. Question 15. After the ostrich, what is the second largest bird species in the world? After the ostrich, what is the second biggest bird species in the world?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now, when I read this question, I thought it was the emu, but I was wrong. Firstly, I'll tell you, the second largest bird in the world is the Somali ostrich, which is a subspecies of the common ostrich. The common ostrich is the largest and heaviest living bird, and the Somali ostrich closely follows as the second largest, both species native to Africa. But I was asking for the second biggest bird species in the world, and that we have to go to down under, to New Guinea and Northern Australia. The cassowary is a large flightless bird native to the tropical forests of New Guinea and Northern Australia. There are three species of cassowaries: the southern cassowary, the dwarf cassowary, and the northern cassowary. The southern cassowary is the largest and heaviest of the three, and is considered one of the world's heaviest bird species. Cassowaries are known for their striking appearance, which includes a helmet-like casque on their heads, bright blue skin on their neck and wattles, and powerful legs with very sharp claws. 15 down, 5 to go. Standing between you and defeating 20 questions are questions on languages, capital cities, literature, history, and the Olympics. Those are the 5 that stand between you and defeating 20 questions this week. Question 16 of 20 is this, and it's on languages. Which language is the most widely spoken in India? Which language is the most widely spoken in India?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now, according to my statistics of where is the most popular place that gets downloaded, the UK, of course, is first, US is second, Australia third, South Africa fourth, and then I have a lot of listeners out in India, so this question was just for you guys. And the answer is Hindi. Hindi is the most widely spoken language in India. It is one of the official languages of the Indian government and serves as the lingua franca for much of the country. English is also extensively used for official and administrative purposes and is often used as a second language by many Indians. India, of course, is linguistically diverse, and besides Hindi and English, there are several other major languages spoken across different regions of the country, including Bengali, Telugu, Marathi, Tamil, Urdu, Gujarati, Malayalam, Kannada, Oriya, Punjabi, Assamese, Maithili, and others. But Hindi was the one I was looking for. Question 17. Where would you find the capital city, Paramaribo? Where would you find the capital city, Paramaribo?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it took me into the deep depths of my mind to remember where Paramaribo is, but did you get it in 10 seconds? Paramaribo is the capital city of Suriname. Suriname is a country located in the northeastern coast of South America. Paramaribo is situated on the banks of the Suriname River and serves as the political, cultural, and economic center of the country. Question 18. Literature. Which title picks up where Tom is left in Tom Brown's School Days? Which title picks up where Tom is left in Tom Brown's School Days?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, did you get this from classic literature? That great novel, Thomas Hughes' classic novel, Tom Brown's School Days. What was the name of the sequel? Well, the title that picks up where Tom is left in Tom Brown's School Days is Tom Brown at Oxford. This sequel to Thomas Hughes' classic novel continues Tom Brown's story as he progresses to Oxford University after his experiences at rugby school, depicted in Tom Brown's School Days. 2 to go. History and the Olympics. Question 19 of 20 is this. Whose historical figure's nickname was the wisest fool in Christendom? Whose historical figure's nickname was the wisest fool in Christendom?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
you get this one. The wisest fool in Christendom. The historical figure whose nickname was the wisest fool in Christendom is James VI and First. James VI of Scotland, who became James I of England and Ireland in 1603, after the death of Queen Elizabeth I, uniting the crowns of England and Scotland. The nickname was given to him due to his perceived wisdom and intelligence, although some used it with a touch of irony or criticism, highlighting both his intellect and some of his political decisions. James VI and First of Scotland and England, respectively. So we've made it. 19 down, 1 to go. Question 20 of 20. If you've got the previous 19 right, this is the question you need to say that you have defeated 20 questions. And it's on the Olympic Games. Question 20 of 20 is this. The first disabled athlete to compete in the Olympic Games was American George Iser in 1904. He had one artificial leg. In which event did he compete? The first disabled athlete to compete in the Olympic Games was American George Iser in 1904. He had one artificial leg. In which event did he compete?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Have you got it? Have you got the answer right to say that you have defeated 20 questions? This is a fascinating story, that one I have to look up after I have recorded this podcast. This sounds an amazing story. George Iser was an American-German gymnast, and he made history in the 1904 Summer Olympics held in St. Louis, Missouri, as the first disabled athlete to compete in the Games. Iser's remarkable achievement was particularly notable because he did so with one artificial leg. Despite his physical challenge, Iser participated in gymnastics, showcasing his skill, strength, and determination. This is amazing. During the 1904 Olympics, Iser competed in the all-around, horizontal bar, parallel bars, pommel horse, rings, and vault. His outstanding performances earned him a total of 6 medals, 3 of which were gold, 2 silver, and 1 bronze. Iser's success highlighted not only his individual talent and dedication, but also challenged prevailing perceptions about disability and athleticism. George Iser's legacy extends beyond his medals, serving as an inspirational figure in the history of the Olympic Games and breaking barriers for athletes with disabilities. His accomplishments continue to be celebrated as a testament to the power of perseverance and the inclusive spirit of sports. What a fascinating tale. Look him up. George Iser in 1904, the first disabled athlete at the Olympic Games who won 3 gold medals. What a story. And is it a successful story for you? Are you getting the gold medal on 20 questions this week? Are you in first place? Did you get all 20 right? I want to hear about it on X at 20 Questions Quiz, or drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world. 20questionsquiz@gmail.com. Please get in touch. Love to hear from you wherever you may be. As I said, over 80 countries this podcast has now been downloaded in, and I know it continues to grow. We're back on Thursdays, and every Thursday, new episodes land at 6 a.m. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your work colleagues, whatever you're doing right now, whether you're walking the dog, on a run, or just sitting in front of the fire, relaxing, listening to me, giving you a mental workout. Wherever that you may be, thank you so much for your company. And until next time, take care. Bye for now.